Hello.
Hello, this is Sonny with customer support returning a callback. Can I have your zip code to locate your account?
Yes, Sonny, it's 92284. Shh, I'm on the phone.
First and last name in the account. First and last name.
Well, first off, why are you charging my account when I don't even know who you guys are?
Well, I wouldn't know if we charged you or not, ma'am, until I can actually pull up an account.
It's Elena Paulino.
Okay. And for security of the account, can you verify your shipping address?
No, I'm not going to have you guys ship me anything. I just want to know what company are you with and why are you charging my account?
Well, this is a third-party call center. We service over 400 different companies.
You do. So I'm not going to verify anything else. I'm disputing these charges because this was not even authorized. I don't even know what company you represent. I don't even know what product you guys are selling.
Well, I can't provide you with any information, ma'am, until you verify the account with your shipping address.
Well, I don't have an account with you. I don't even know. I'm calling because your number showed up on my bank that I'm disputing. So I'm calling to make it official that this is not an authorized charge. Therefore, you guys should reverse back my money. And I don't even know what product you guys are selling. So I'm not going to verify anything else for you guys to make it a valid purchase because it's not an authorized purchase.
Okay, well, I do apologize, ma'am. I'm not able to assist you without you verifying your account.
I don't have an account with you. I don't even know who you guys are. So what I'm asking you is what company do you represent and what are you selling that you charge my account?
Once again, ma'am, we service over 400 different companies, and we sell over 1,000 different products online. That's the most I can tell
you. Well, if you do represent 400 companies, then I'm sure a number is dedicated for that one company, the number I'm calling right now. So whoever owns that number that charges my account, you should have an idea what company they represent.
I can't provide you with any information until I can verify the shipping address for security of the account.
I am not going to give you my shipping address for you guys to ship that whatever you guys are trying to charge in my account.
Okay, well, I do apologize, ma'am, but I'm not able to assist you.
You can't tell me what product you guys are selling. How will you try to ship me? But you charge my account.
I can't provide you with any information, ma'am, until I finish pulling up the account.
Okay, well, I just want to make this official that I'm disputing this. This is the scam and this is illegal. So I need to get my money back.
So you're already disputing with your financial institution?
I have, but I just want to make sure that I made contact with you. So if they ask me, I said I made contact, and I'm telling you that whatever you guys are charging my account is not authorized. Okay? All right.
Okay. Would you like to provide me with your shipping address, ma'am, for security of the account?
I am not going to give you any. No,
okay.
I'm not going to give
you
anything.
Well, ma'am, I'm not able to assist you. Is there anything else
I
can help you with?
Well, then that's fine. I'm just telling you right now, I made this phone number, I called this number, that I'm not authorizing you guys to charge anything in my account, that I'm disputing it, and it's illegal, and it's a scam, and I hope this is being recorded.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Nope, that's it. I'm just letting
okay.
you know. Goodbye.
Thanks for calling, Cousin.